I'm Harley Carnes. Greek Prime Minister Papandreou saying today he'll drop his plan for a public referendum on the Eurozone bailout. That's brought a sigh of relief on the world's markets, though Art Cashin at UBS Financial says it can be all too temporary respite.
Worrying that contagion could take over again. They're all focused on Europe and particularly on Greece.
I'm Peter Mayer at the G20 summit in Cannes, France. The Greek political turmoil and the country's dicey economic situation are dominating President Obama's talks with other world leaders here. The administration won't publicly comment on the political infighting in Athens, but it clearly hopes for changes that will promote an easing of the debt crisis that threatens to spread to other countries.
The Dow is up 176 points. NASDAQ has gained 45. This is the time of year when we should see a bounce in hiring as companies gear up for the holiday season. Jennifer Grass at CareerBuilder.com.
You're going to find opportunities in areas like customer service, administrative support, shipping, technology, inventory management, non-retail sales is another area, accounting and finance, marketing. You can find all types of opportunities.
They will be temporary. The advice is do your very best. Excel. Companies are often looking to upgrade. There are plenty of people anxious to get one of those jobs, temporary or not.
One in every 15 Americans is now among the poorest of the poor, a record high. What strikes economics professor Robert Moffat the most about the census figures is that families who dodged recessions in the past aren't escaping now.
The lower middle class and even many in the middle class have been affected, and many of them have dropped below the poverty line.
He says lingering unemployment and foreclosures are hitting families in the suburbs, too. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
Prosecutors in New York offered to drop the disorderly conduct charges against more than 50 Occupy Wall Street protesters if they would promise to stay out of trouble for 6 months. They refused, so it's on with the trials. A new tidbit of information on the sex story swirling around Republican presidential nominee candidate Herman Cain and payouts to settle sex harassment complaints. Politico's Alex Burns.
This woman had complained of a series of gestures and comments from Mr. Cain that made her feel uncomfortable and upset.
And Politico says she was paid $45,000. Herman Cain's reaction?
That is the D.C. culture. Guilty until proven innocent.
A new Rasmussen poll puts Cain in front of the GOP pack, followed by Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, and Rick Perry. 750,000 Northeast homes and businesses, give or take, are still without electricity from last weekend's surprise snowstorm. And some folks are losing patience with their power company, like Dan Kehoe in Connecticut.
It's starting to get really annoying. Not to see any trucks out there is the frustrating part. You know, if you saw them out there working, but I don't see them anywhere.
The electric companies say that is because they are fixing other outages. It just takes time. There are so many. This is CBS News.
There are a lot of safety tips out there. Look before crossing the street. Buckle up. Don't eat a whole bunch of poison. For facilities maintenance folks, here's a good one. Use Grainger. They have over 44,000 safety products to help keep your facility safe, from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools. And now through December 31st, save 30% off the Grainger catalog price on select Honeywell safety products from brands like Miller Fall Protection and North Safety. See details at Grainger.com/safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For Margaret, we shared a newspaper in a thunderstorm. We raised three amazing children. We sang at the piano until the neighbors complained. So here's to making the next 30 years as wonderful as the first. Love, Adam.
When you give the gift of New York Life, you give the most selfless gift of all. New York Life Insurance Company can help you plan a secure retirement so you can spend your retirement years the way you deserve. Contact your New York Life agent or visit us at newyorklife.com.
The solar energy scandal investigation on Capitol Hill is far from over, and now the Obama administration finds itself in the same position as administrations past, refusing to turn over internal documents.
The House Energy and Commerce Committee has voted to subpoena the White House for more documents related to Solyndra, the solar energy company that got $500 million in federal loans, then went bankrupt. A White House spokesman said the committee investigating Solyndra has been given over 85,000 pages of documents, and Republicans can't have internal White House communications without a better reason. These kinds of document disputes between Congress and the executive branch are not uncommon and generally are resolved by negotiation. Bob Buzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
One worker is dead in a sewer line in North Texas and others missing, believed down in there. A third worker was rescued in Fairview. Sewer lines can be full of methane gas, which is deadly, and it's risky to work in them very long without wearing a respirator. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
This season, when you trade in your old tangled-up Christmas lights at the Home Depot, you'll get up to $5 off a brand-new string of holiday LEDs. They'll burn even brighter and use up to 80% less energy. So to find a lower energy bill under the Christmas tree this year, just bring in your old lights, working or not, for up to $5 off a new string of LEDs. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 13th, U.S. only. Limited 5 for customers. See store for details.
To show how easy it is to prepare for cold and flu season at Walmart, I stocked up. For just $1.97, I bought a box of new Kleenex Cool Touch tissues to soothe my sore nose. I've got some Abreva cold sore treatment. I'm taking a Hall's Advanced Vapor Action Cherry cough drop. I just washed my hands with Lysol Healthy Touch antibacterial soap, and I'm wearing Breathe Right Advanced nasal strips on my nose for later. In fact, I'm so prepared, I'm going to be really disappointed if I don't get sick. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Uses direct to keep out of reach of children. Prices subject to change.
People are talking. I hear them. I hear them. Hey, happy 5 after 6 after noon or so. It's lunchtime.
And now, here's Bill Binica.
Hey. You know, you've already done a half a day's work, and I just got out of bed here about half an hour ago. I'm actually an early riser. I'm one of those early birds. Now, here's the thing, and I have to tell you, this is how I feel about this, and I have no axe to grind. I don't care. I don't care if Herman Cain becomes the president of the United States or the king of France. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other how that all works. Okay. But here's what I'm trying to figure out. Now they say there first was two women that said they had a sexual harassment allegation, and now there's a third that's supposed to come forward, and they're going to open a seal, and the great seal is going to be opened, and then they're going to read what they said. But here's what we do know. Here's what we do know so far. He said to one of these women, and I quote, "You're about the same height as my wife." Now, I've been practicing on the way into work. I was practicing, how can you say that in a lecherous way? You're about the same height as my wife. 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 I'm having a hard time with that. It just doesn't sound so bad.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
November has been declared Thank a Veteran Month by the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. It is a time to reflect on all that we owe our men and women currently in uniform and our veterans who so nobly served before them. Whenever you see a service member in uniform, please take a moment to thank them and be mindful of our reserves and veterans and always be thankful for them. It's Thank a Veteran Month. Please show them how much you care and don't forget, hire a vet.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed, which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
Thank you very much. Hi, you're with Bill Benica. This is 1340 KYMS, your news station. This is Talk is Cheap. We're in San Luis Obispo, California, right by the airport. Somebody can hear the planes out there. All right, other things are going on today. We have our Who's This and our What's This, according to our flashback from the Tribune. Our highlight in history on November 3rd in 1911, the Chevrolet Motor Car Company was founded in Detroit by Louis Chevrolet and William Durant. The company was acquired by General Motors in 1918. So this is the big 100th anniversary day of Chevy, General Motors. Chevy. Okay, in 1839, the first opium war between China and Britain broke out. I don't know who won that one. In 1900, the first major U.S. automobile show opened at New York's Madison Square Garden under the auspices of the Automobile Club of America. In 1957, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 2, the second man-made satellite in orbit. On board was a dog named Laika, who was sacrificed in the experiment, as we really didn't try to bring back. In 1979, five Communist Workers' Party members were killed in a clash with heavily armed Ku Klux Klansmen and neo-Nazis during anti-Klan protest in Greensboro, North Carolina. In 1986, the Iran-Contra affair began to come to light as the Asha Shura, a pro-Syrian Lebanese magazine, broke the story of U.S. arms sales to Iran. They have our own. All right, our birthday today, comedian actress Roseanne Barr is 59, singer Adam Ant is 57, actor Dolph Lundgren is 54, rock musician, where is it? Oh, C.J. Pierce from Drowning Pool, whatever that is. It was a Clint Eastwood movie, wasn't it? Anyway, he's 39 today. So we'll say happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Karen Scott Audiology has moved to a new location. She is now located at 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, and now easy to find and plenty of parking. Stop in and see her at her beautiful new facilities. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast for over 30 years. Board certified, she and her staff understands the need to have your hearing checked. From your child to your teen, your mother to your grandparents, hearing loss can occur at any age. And it's nice to know that Karen Scott has the knowledge and experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs, with a wide selection to choose from. They also offer industrial screenings. Give Karen Scott a call today for your free consultation, 541-1790, or stop by 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, helping you hear the things you love.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Welcome to CalCoastNews.com and our news update for today on this Thursday. And then don't forget, tomorrow, Karen Vealey will be in and we'll have our weekend review, and we'll be talking about all kinds of stuff. I think the big thing is I clicked on something, and I'm going to unclick it, because I think the most important thing to mention today is, and this was a no-brainer, but, you know, it took some brain work to do it for some reason. Gil Stork was named Aquesta chief, and, of course, he's been acting head of Aquesta for some time now. Former assistant football coach and teacher at Aquesta College will be its new superintendent and president following a board of trustees decision announced this week. Stork had been interim boss of the college since January 2010. Formal appointment award awaits conclusion of negotiations and approval of an employment contract, said board president Patrick Mullen. Mullen said board members are optimistic that final agreement will be reached by December. It's going to take till December? Okay, well, anyway. So anyway, but Gil's been around, and he's going to be around, and it was a whole lot different than the last guy that came in and stayed for a month. And left. Okay. Do we have to pay him much for that? Probably. All right, other things going on, if you want to say. There's something new I'll tell you about on CalCoastNews.com. But right here, our kids are not up to snuff there. California public school students lag far behind most of the nation. 2010 math and reading scores just released suggest only Mississippi and the District of Columbia turned in worse scores, according to the National Assessment of Educational Progress, better known as the Nation's Report Card. The survey measured a sampling of 4th and 8th grade students on math and reading scores. The good news is the California student scores were up slightly, reversing the year-long downward slide. Even though we're next to the bottom of the nation, that's okay. Students with higher scores generally outspent others by thousands of dollars per student. The states did, rather. According to the report, for example, high school in Massachusetts spent $14,000 a year per student, while California spent $9,700. New Jersey, another high score, paid $16,300 per student. As you can see, you know, if we're not shelling any dough, it's going to be tough. And you know, you got the 30 kids in the classroom, and it's all bad. Now here's another thing I want to tell you about with CalCoastNews.com is they have a new feature and they have a restaurant reviewer. Now here's what I'm told, and his name is Louis Bishop. And so here's what I was told by Karen Veely, and she said he's not you know going to be like this gentle guy, you know, that goes out and gets a free meal and then says something nice and tries to get advertising. And I think you do. If he doesn't like the place, he's going to say, "I didn't like this." Here's why. So it's going to be kind of different. Okay. Luckily for me, you know, I haven't been any place that I didn't like for a long, long time, so I'd be safe. But then, you know, I tend to be pretty habitual about it. That makes life easy right there. But that's basically our news update for today. And then we'll be talking to Karen Veely tomorrow at this time.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Your news station. Okay, here we are, CalCoastNews.com and me and Bill Benneke. And thank you for joining me. I don't have any guests coming in today, so it's a wing deer. If you want to call in, please do. 786-2578. That's 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. You may have had this happen to you, and this morning, so I spent a long time on the telephone this morning, spinning my wheels. We have an electric bill that yo-yos. Goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down, and there's nothing we can figure out that would do that. You know, we are pretty consistent in how we live. We don't turn lights on in rooms we're not. You'd think that somewhere along the line there'd be some thing. So I called PG&E in Fresno, is what you call. I called PG&E in Fresno and said, "Get out of there as soon as you can, for God's sake." And the guy said, "Yeah, I will." And so then Joey and I had a long, long conversation, and he said, "Well, go out and look at the meter. Give me the numbers you have right now." So I gave him the numbers I had now. I said, "You're going to have another high bill this month." They go, "What is doing that? What is going on?" He goes, "Well, the best thing to do is to turn a bunch of stuff on and then go out and hit your circuit breakers one at a time and see what slows down the little wheelie doo-doo the best. And maybe you can narrow it down to maybe you have an appliance that's gone haywire on you or something." Now, here's the weird thing. The appliance doesn't seem to go haywire. They seem to be working fine. This is one of those things where It's really kind of maddy, and the thing that makes it completely bizarre is we have neighbors that have a air conditioner that they ran all last month, and their electric bill is less than mine. Now, please explain. So they said if you have a plasma TV, a Blu-ray uses a lot of electricity, which I don't have. A plasma TV, which I do have. And they say that uses a lot, but there's a power setting on your TV that says, okay, it doesn't have to come on instantly. I don't care if it takes 10 minutes to warm up and come on. It's not that long, of course, but about 20 seconds. So that's what I have it set at, you know, the thing. Now, I don't know how much a cable DVR from Charter uses, being on. I have no idea. But anyway, something's driving me mad. Mad, do I? You hear me? Mad. And then the water thing, I got to talk to them, too. This is utility day for Benicus. We have water bills different months apart that are exactly the same number. Do you ever have water bills that are exactly the same number? We have 3 months that they're exactly the same thing. We have another 2 months that's the same number. That seems kind of odd to me. But I don't know. Maybe we're more consistent with that. Maybe that's the thing right there. We're doing really good with the water, but the electricity is driving us crazy. I told you the story years ago when I first came to the Central Coast. I lived in Morro Bay. My electric bills were insane. I couldn't figure out why they were so insane. I finally went to a neighbor and I said, "Can I please ask you what your electric bill is? This is an apartment house." And they said, "Yeah, here it is. It's $20 a month." I said, "Are you serious? Mine is like $200 a month." They go, "Something's not right with that." So I called PG&E and they said, "That doesn't sound right." So I said, no, it doesn't sound too good to me either. And so they said, well, we could come out and check the transformer on the pole, because if that's off by a little bit, and it converts the 220 to 110 into your house, that can really add up. I said, okay, you're going to do that? They said, well, not right away. I said, oh. So anyway, so on and on and on. They finally did, and then I kept calling and calling, saying there's something wrong, and I was pulling my hair out. And finally, what it takes sometimes is to get somebody that really says, you know what, let me just look at something. All they have to do is, like, turn a page or do a computer thing, you know. And they said, well, no wonder your bill's so high. And so I said, why is it? They said, you're being charged an industrial rate instead of a residential rate. And I said, we don't even have any industry on the Central Coast, do we? They said, well, not a lot. But you're paying for it right now. I said, well, I don't want to pay for it anymore. So I said, okay. And they gave me a credit. I don't think I paid an electric bill for about 2.5 years. I paid so much up front. God. Okay. Then, it's not over. I'm going to keep whining today. I'm trying not to whine. I'm just trying to explain. So then, we still have a landline, our phone with a landline. We're old-fashioned landline phone people, and so we still have an actual phone. And it is wireless. So I've advanced that far, just so you know. Anyway, but all of a sudden, they call. I don't know how this happened. Did they call my wife? Did my wife call? I don't know. But anyway, AT&T. We were talking, and my wife called and said, this is what we need. We don't need much. We don't really need this phone much because we have a Charter telephone. So we don't really need hardly anything. And so what kind of a program have you got that's hardly anything? And so they said, well, here we got a program like that. And they said, well, hook you up. And I said, oh, great. And all of a sudden our bill came, and our bill was 3 times higher than ever been before. I didn't know you could be flim-flam by the phone company. Our flim was flammed. I ain't kidding you. Now Nancy's going to sort that one out today. I spoke to somebody not long ago today, and they had, well, they were doing one of them texty jobber dudes, you know, and so I said to him, I said, well, how much does it cost to do all that kind of stuff, you know? And I was told that he paid like $35 a month. And I said, well, what do you get for that? And he says, I can call anytime, anywhere, anytime, anything. And I can text as much as I want. And I can, you know, go on the Internet. I can do all these things. And I said, it's $35 a month. I just had a $95 landline phone bill. Okay, AT&T. You can see we're having problems with that. Okay. All right. Now, I just have to practice getting my thumbs to work like these kids can do it. The other thing too about it is, typing. Is it like a QWERTY keyboard on a phone? I've never asked anybody, because I'm a really lousy typer. You know, I'm a pecker and all that. But of course, with your thumbs, you must be pecky too. But at least if you know where the letters are, it probably makes it easier. All right, enough of this nonsense. Enough of the Kane accuses the Perry campaign of the smear tactics. Hey, that's who did it. Perry denies it. Back and forth it goes. And here's the third person says Kane harassed her. A third woman considered filing a workplace complaint against Herman Kane over what she deemed aggressive and unwanted behavior when she and Kane, now Republican President candidate, worked together in the 1990s. Woman told the AP on Wednesday, she said the behavior included a private invitation to his corporate apartment. Woman said he made sexually suggestive remarks or gestures about the same time the two co-workers had settled separate harassment complaints against Kane, who was then head of the National Restaurant Association. The woman was approached by AP as part of his investigation of harassment. She spoke only on condition of anonymity, saying she feared losing her current job and the possibility of damage to her reputation. Want to come up to my place and see my pots and pans? I'm the Restaurant Association dude. I don't know. I mentioned that, you know, because anytime you get a little bit of tawdriness in a campaign, you know, because you got John Edwards is about to go on trial, you know, and let's find out if he's really going to be screwed. And then when you have that kind of stuff, and somebody said, was it in the paper, did somebody say? Somewhere, I read. And they basically said, here's what we need to do. We need to find out before this election what's going on, all right? Because we don't want to find out after the election what's going on and find out that we got terrible problems. And I'd have to say that's a good idea. That's because you don't want to find out after. If you make him the nominee, you know, for the Republican Party, And then all of a sudden, you know, you find out you have a what's the guy's name, Wiener? Wiener Wagger. You're going to find out you got a problem right there. So that's it right there. All right, so they had the big general strike in Oakland that shut the port and tied up traffic. They had violence. They had arrests. They had terrible things. They had rubber bullets. They all the same thing that they had before. Now, they had somebody posted on the web, they posted a picture of somebody that was shot, a girl was shot in the face with a rubber bullet. It didn't look too good. It didn't look too good. You know, we were talking about with Ann, we were talking about, okay, what are the goals of the Occupy movement? And, you know, start as Occupy Wall Street, and what are the goals? And it seems they seem somewhat murky, and it depends on what group you're talking to or what individual you're talking to. But some I've heard people interviewed that, honest to God, except for the year, they would be Bolsheviks, and they would be saying we should have a Bolshevik revolution. That's hat in hand what they're saying. And so that's a little spooky. That's a little spooky. I really don't want to distribute my wealth, such as it is, with everybody, nor do I expect someone else to. And what's interesting is today, let me get over here where it is. That way it makes more sense. All right, let's look at this part today, because we're talking about this thing that's going on. And what's interesting today is Victor David Hansen, who has just been lambasted for his thing on global warming, saying, you got to be kidding. And then who are the few, fat cat few at the top? And so he's talking about, you know, this is it being a little bit overdone about, you know, blaming these people, you know, when you blame, is it Bill Gates? Is it, you know, Warren Buffett? I mean, who is it you're going to blame for this kind of thing? All kinds of different people that are make a lot of money, and so he's like that. And then over here, the wrong inequality, and this is David Brooks' column, who's a pretty liberal man, and he's here. You have this conservative liberal. They're both saying, "What are you doing? What is it you're actually saying? Are you saying that the people that make an obscene amount of money, which is obscene, but the people that make an obscene amount of money, they owe you something?" They're both asking the same question. And I'd have to ask the same question, too. You know, you might say, well, they should be taxed more. Okay, I got that. But some of this movement is sort of like, you know, the distribution of wealth is all screwed up. And so you can say, well, you know, this 1% has all this money and the other everybody else has less, you know, has a whole lot less. This is a capitalist country. That was inevitable, you know. It was inevitable that it was going to happen. And it happened long ago. You know, we had people Andrew Carnegie, and you had some of these other people. You had William Randolph Hearst. You had, you know, lots of people that preceded our modern times that, you know, made fortunes. Getty Oil. You know, just tons of things. They were filthy rich people. They found an opportunity, and they used it. So then you have the other comment that's made is, if you do it on the back of other people's shoulders, you know, what do you owe them for having gotten there by doing that? So now we've got the chicken and the egg problem here. And that is, if somebody offers me a job and I take that job and I perform that job and get paid what I agreed to take as a salary, does that guy owe me something more than that? Does he owe me something more than that? I don't think he does. You know, if I thought it wasn't enough, I would say, okay, well, that's not enough, so I'm looking for it. But then, you know, if this guy has, well, I'm not going to pull any punches here. You know, the guy that started Mapleton Communications, which we are part of, Radio Central Coast, was a billionaire. And so does he owe me part of his money? Well, the part I earn, but not anything else. But I'm really kind of confused about where this is going, what they're trying to say. If you just come out and say, okay, the tax system is kind of screwed, and, you know, and a trader on Wall Street, a securities trader that's only paying 15% on the money he makes on Wall Street, is it's bogus to only be paying 15%. I wouldn't argue with that at all. I think it's bogus too. You know, I pay more than 15% taxes, so it's bogus. So, and I don't make a lot of money. But I didn't have a chance today or last night. I just things got too busy. But I'm going to sort of stare at this bracket business and see what I can find out and see what makes sense and what doesn't make sense and see what's being said and what's real and what's not. So there's all of that. There's all of that we're going to get to. Then we have a scat of letters that are in regards to Prop 13 because somebody wrote a letter that said, you know, Prop 13 was an idiotic thing to ever passed and, you know, we're all suffering because of it. And it's kind of like, speak for yourself, bud, is what a lot of people are saying, but we'll see what else they have to say. Plus we have just other things that are going on in the news in our world. Got some stuff on CNN that's kind of wild and crazy. And we have oldies today, and so we're going to get to that and one of those right after this.
Oh, come on. We just had this pipe fixed.
Well, if we had just...
I know. If we had just called Ben Franklin Plumbing like you suggested, we wouldn't need another repair.
I don't want to say I told you so, but it's no secret that Ben Franklin Plumbing is the only plumber to call. From remodels to new construction, Ben Franklin Plumbing does the job right the first time. Plus, their 7-day, 24-hour service means every emergency is taken care of quickly and correctly.
Fine. Let's call Ben Franklin Plumbing.
You'll like this part. Ben Franklin Plumbing is offering $50 off all new business. And when Ben Franklin Plumbing schedules an appointment, they're on time. Or they pay $5 a minute for every minute they're late.
Are you telling me that a plumber will pay me when they're not on time?
That's right. But don't spend that money so fast. Ben Franklin Plumbing is committed to on-time quality service.
So, what's Ben Franklin Plumbing's number?
Brian turned to glance at the pilot, who suddenly had both hands on his stomach and was grimacing in pain. I don't know, kid. The pilot's words were a hiss, barely audible. Bad aches here. Bad aches. He stopped as a fresh spasm of pain hit him. The pilot was having a heart attack. Brian saw the pilot slam into the seat one more time. One more awful time he slammed back into the seat, and his right leg jerked, pulling the plane to the side. Brian was sitting in a bush plane roaring 7,000 feet above the northern wilderness with a pilot who had suffered a massive heart attack and who was either dead or in something close to a coma. He was alone. In the roaring plane, he was alone. The plane, committed now to crashing, fell like a stone, and Brian eased back and braced himself for the crash. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Hatchet by Gary Paulson. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
praise the Lord every morning.
Five people were able to escape the fire at Marilyn Matthews' Corsicana house. But in the rush and confusion, a little one was left behind.
911.
Yes, ma'am. There's a house on fire, and there's a baby in the house.
Officer Dan Putman, a mile away, arrived first.
And everybody else was screaming and panicking.
Three-year-old Jaden Jones was trapped in a bedroom.
Because this was a king-size bed blocking this window.
What Officer Putman was able to do is to push away from the window this large four-poster bed with a dresser behind it.
He shoved this bed. And he said, when he looked down, he seen her little hands coming off up under the bed. He just yanked her out. I was just thanking God, constantly thanking God that she didn't have no scratches on her or anything.
And then we did that.
Jaden remembers.
Do you remember the man pulling you out?
Yes.
What Officer Putman remembers is a sudden burst of supernatural strength.
Burst of adrenaline, you know, the strength of God, you know, something came over me and enabled me to push it about 3 or 4 feet.
He was awarded the Medal of Valor.
For his extraordinary bravery and courage in the line of duty.
But the true reward came at the end, with a hug from his new lifelong friend.
Thank you. We got some news. There's the news. All right. That's just some of the news. Let's see where we want to go today. Oh, let's continue with, if we may. Let's continue. I somehow got this all screwed up. That's okay. We don't worry about that. Oh, by the way, here's something. Are you a Regis? Do you ever watch Regis? Okay, here. Seinfeld first guest host to follow Philbin. So Jerry Seinfeld's going to do a few days. And then Jason Segal, Kim Cattrall, Howie Mandel, Jamie Oliver, the Naked Chef, and the fabulous Muppets, Miss Piggy. Yes, Piggy's going to be in there, the guy behind the chair and all that. Okay, so I just thought I'd share that with you. Hollywood news, I guess. All right. Can I do this a little bit of gossip? I won't do all of it. I won't do like Lindsay Lohan's back in jail. Oh, I guess I just did it. But anyway, here's the thing here. He denies orchestrating Kim's Kardashian's wedding. See, now there's a lot of this is, but this is interesting. This is a big deal in its own way because this could be well, let me be honest with you. If you stretch this thing out, you know, you, as Ann would say, follow the string, you could end up, this could be end up being a criminal matter. It really could, I would think. Now, I know her mother gave one gift back, you know, that kind of thing. But this could be a large deception. Anyway, have this thing, and I guess they're going to show the TV thing. Part they showed Monday, and part they're going to show today, or something. This wedding, but they're going to have a disclaimer that says that didn't last. You know, they're like, hey, marry these basketball players. You know what's going to happen? You know what I mean? Ask Kobe's wife. But so here's the thing. She said just that she had an intuition that something was not going to go right. But some people are saying maybe the intuition was being paid $20 million to have your wedding shown on the E! Channel. And so she goes, I don't think so. I think I was sincerely in love. What could that guy have done? What could he have said? If that's the case, if she's saying the truth, which I don't. Okay. Anyway, this is fun. Justin, the kid is not my son, a la Michael Jackson. So Justin Bieber's been accused of being the father of a child, a groupie apparently, who showed up at a concert and then showed off her stuff. And anyway, got pregnant. And then, so now she wants to have file a paternity suit with him and all that. And so she wants a paternity test. Okay. I don't know. I don't know what the requirement of a paternity test is. If somebody just out of the blue says, I think you're the father, although, well, then can you just say, I don't care what you think? Or at that point, the moment the accusation's been made, does the paternity have to be proven, I suppose? So the paternity test is coming, man, and we'll know. And we won't care about it. Sorry. He's a nice little guy, but that's his problem. All right, here's the thing right here. Lady Gaga aims to empower youth. Lady Gaga is launching a foundation with the help of the MacArthur Foundation, Harvard University. Grammy-winning singer announced Wednesday that she is launching the Born This Way Foundation, a nonprofit focusing on youth empowerment and issues like self-confidence, well-being, anti-bullying, mentoring, and career development. All of those things, which, you know, kids today could use for sure. We could have all used it as when we were kids, when you think about it. Because a lot of us did it the hard way. Okay? We really went out of our way to do it the hard way. And that makes no sense to me. I have to confess to you. There's some things I would have done different. I would have said, this is what you say is right and what is wrong. I believe you. Not, I'm going to test this theory. Time after time after endless time. Here's an interesting thing, too, when we're talking about what's going on in Oakland. They said not just youths, but older people, youths, not just youths, but older people are joining Occupy protests, too. Vince Taylor doesn't fit the stereotype of unkempt 20-something protesters at the Occupy Wall Street site in Manhattan, which was clear from the homemade canvas sign he held there. It read 75 and disgusted. Taylor, a retired economist with a doctorate from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, flew across the country last Friday from his home in Mendocino to join the Occupy Wall Street protest. I thought it's important that people recognize that there are a lot of very thoughtful people in this country that identify with the Occupy Wall Street people. So he was on the over end of the protesters. Senior and middle-aged adults are hardly uncommon at Zuccotti Park. Like the younger protesters, the overcrowded Zuccotti offers a variety of reasons for being there, but all fit under the broad umbrella of being fed up with the status quo. Okay, is that where we got? They're fed up with the status quo. I guess I'm going. Not just youths, but many more. Guess what's happened? And I know this for a fact too, because somewhere I was calculating something with Amazon. I was going to see what its shipping cost might be, and then guess what? There's a third party merchant that they buy from, or they sell through Amazon, however that works, and they had sales tax added to it. Which was interesting because the object was from South Carolina. So is that what you're doing? Am I paying South Carolina sales tax? Is that what I'm doing? Am I paying California sales tax? Whose sales tax am I paying? So Amazon.com to collect taxes for its third-party merchants, but for a fee. Amazon, for years, has fought state efforts to force it to collect sales tax from its customers. Now, instead of battling the tax man, the company is looking to profit by hiring itself out as an internet tax collector. An abrupt about-face, the company is now offering to handle the sales tax chores for merchants who sell products through its site for a fee equivalent to 2.9% of the taxes collected. The optional service, which is set to roll out February 1st, will be offered to Amazon's third-party vendors in all 50 states. It's a strategy that could reap millions of dollars in new revenue for Amazon, which has been among the most vocal opponents of government attempts to tax commerce, e-commerce. There's a way to do it. Right? That's the way the 1%ers think right there. I have an idea. I'll do this for you, but I'm going to charge you a fee. Okay. Really interesting. California's population center is near Bakersfield. About a mile and a half. Historically, California's population was centered in the northern half of the state, but it has steadily moved southward, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. It is now in Shafter, outside of Bakersfield. In its 2010 guide to state and local census geography, the Bureau plots the state's population center from 1880 through 2010. In 1880, the state's center just west of Stockton, but by 1910 it fell west of Fresno. 20 years later, it moved closer to Bakersfield, and the middle of the state's population has roughly stayed in that area ever since. In addition to plotting the historic center of each state's population, the guide presents facts on several aspects of our state's geography. For instance, California's entry attracts 108 federally recognized American Indian areas, with 104 classified as reservations, and the remaining 4 as land trusts or tribal statistical areas, which we know of because, you know, we have 104 casinos. Not surprisingly, communities in and around Los Angeles County dominate the list of biggest and most populous areas in California. All right, there we learn something and we learn nothing.
Oh.
Kind of a mixed bag. Okay. Other things happen. Here's a thing. Let me see what's up here because I got to find out. I got to see if we don't want to miss anything. It's not lunchtime. We don't want to miss the big story or anything like that. Tape whipping enrages Dr. Drew. There's a thing that's gone viral, I guess, on the internet. I haven't looked it up. But this girl whose father was a minister, I guess, was wailing on her with a belt back when she was a minor. She was under 18. And so I'm not quite sure I believe her. But she said, I didn't want anything bad to happen to my father because of this. What I wanted was for him to have a wake-up call to get help for his violence. Well, dear, then you should have just gone and said, here, Dad, here's the tape that I made years ago, and you know, you really should get help with the violence. And then you should have told your dad, but you didn't. And so now Pop's probably going to have some big problems like that. And then Dr. Drew's not happy about it. So if Dr. Drew's not happy about it, there must be something really bogus about that. Muhammad cartoon sparks trouble. As we know, they burned down the place. That's real. Now, let's see if we can get this. New Baby Lisa timeline emerges. We'll see if we can find out what that to say about that. But Baby Lisa is still in the middle of this investigation, and it's really kind of weird, of course. We'll get to that story in just a moment. Pension reform pushed for state ballot in 2012. Leaders say group has little faith that legislature will pass Brown's proposals. Can I say this? Can I get on that list? I think that this is going to happen. State and local workers would pay more for their pensions under two bailout initiative measures proposed yesterday. So we'll talk more about that, but we'll see. We're going to get the Baby Lisa timeline, see if there's some information about Baby Lisa. That's my girlfriend.
By at the Irwin home, Jim Spellman. Jim, tell me the latest.
Well, I've just finished speaking for the first time with the husband of the next door neighbor. This is the woman that Deborah Bradley spent the evening drinking with. Now, we know that Jeremy Irwin was out of the house. We now know that this gentleman, the husband of the next door neighbor, was also gone. They began a trial separation that very day, Nancy. He left the house at 5 o'clock, not sure even where he was going to spend the night, ended up crashing on a friend's sofa. So that puts two people that normally are in those pair of houses away from those houses the night Baby Lisa disappeared, Nancy.
Okay, hold on, Jim Spellman. You're telling me the neighbor leaves his home that night that Baby Lisa goes missing, so he's not in the home. Is that the same home Daddy goes and bangs on the door when he finds out the baby's gone?
That's right, Nancy.
Why did he go over there, Jim Spellman? I mean, why would he think that his baby is next? Is it directly next door?
It's directly next door. They almost share a driveway. We know that the woman next door occasionally babysat, and we know that she was with her that night, so maybe he ran over just to see if somehow she had taken the baby that night, if Deborah was drinking. But we don't know why he went there before he dialed 911. I do have to add quickly, Nancy, that this man, the husband of the next-door neighbor, police tell us that they've interviewed him and moved on, and they don't feel that he is an active suspect in this.
You know, Jim Spellman, frankly, I don't know what to believe right now, because I'm also learning. You know, we focused briefly on a neighborhood handyman that apparently lives in some type of a commune. We thought he was homeless, but he apparently lives with a group of people in a home. Now I'm learning that mystery phone call, the night Baby Lisa goes missing, Mommy says all her cell phones have been stolen from the home, that she cannot make an outgoing phone call because she didn't pay the phone bill on the cell phone. We learned a phone call was made that night. And now we know it was made at 8:30 p.m. Baby Lisa seen at 6:30. The phone call goes out at 8:30 to the handyman's ex-girlfriend. Now, that sounds like to me the handyman made the phone call. Why would Deborah Bradley, the mother, make the phone call?
Right. Well, we don't know who made the phone call. As of that big search 2 weeks ago, in that affidavit, it says law enforcement still had not found those three phones. But it certainly places that handyman into this investigation. I mean, we don't know that he had anything to do with anything, but he is part of that investigation because of that phone call to Megan Wright.
Well, you darn right he is, Jim Spellman, because...
Why does he... Is that his first name is Jim Spellman, and then it's like Jim Spellman Smith? Why does she keep saying it that way? Hey, there's Nancy Grace, who's graceful on the dance floor and graceful on her program. Okay, so that's what's going on with Baby Lisa. There's a handyman thing involved. Remember, they reported from security cameras, that the man in the middle of the night was walking down a road with a baby. So this is. I don't know how long it's taking them to find this guy, and what happens when they do. But anyway, that's what's going on with that story. What's going on in our mad, mad world right there? All right. Other things are going on in our Mad Men world. If you want to call in, you can. 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. Let me go back to my Calcos News right here, because I might as well tell you having lunch and stuff. All right, maybe I should have done it earlier. Okay, here's real quick. We find this food review. All right, right. Raku. All right, this is right here by Louis Bishop. Now, remember I told you, this guy supposedly he's going to do this thing, and he's just going to do it straight arrow. For us to think that dying out in San Luis Obispo frankly sucks, there's a new kid on the block, and her name is Raku. The darling of the Asian fusion restaurant opened but a couple of months is a game changer for our decreasingly pathetic cuisine scene. Variously promoted as robotic grill, Japanese tapas, and sake martini bar fusion, and a few other monikers. Raku is simply put a sexy Japanese zakiya pub with international influences, and as sexy as they get. So anyway, he liked it. He liked the decor. No bangers and mash to be found here. The food is elegant and incisive. And he just really, holy cow, how can you write this much about a restaurant, for God's sake? Anyway, they're at 850 Sioux, 7 Higuera Street, downtown San Luis Obispo. And they have lunch and dinner. Have I ever seen? I don't even know where it is. All right. That's interesting. I don't know why they're saying that's... Well, this guy's going to be interesting to read, I think, because, you know, he doesn't... Obviously, he thinks that there's a lot of bum places in San Luis Obispo. Excuse me. And I would say contraire. It seems to me that the places that you can eat San Luis Obispo are becoming more plentiful and better. You know, I mean, we're long gone from the days of Farley's and Friar Tuck's, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of interesting right there. Farley's. Okay. Although, you know what place is still very popular, and I just get a hoot out of it, and that's Louisa's Place. It's still just doing gangbusters. There's two breakfast places doing gangbusters. Louisa's Place still does gangbusters and breakfast and lunch, and the Budget Cafe out in South Lagoon. I'm glad. All right, guess what's going on here? Now this is where the law gets really kind of weird, but okay. One of the people that burned the cross, the girl, was involved in the cross burning, Sarah Matheny. Her lawyer is going to argue that in order for it to be a hate crime, the cross would have had to be burned on the property itself, on the girl's property itself, not the adjoining property, because apparently it was on the adjoining property is where the cross was put. But even though it was in front of her bedroom window, and obviously aimed at her. And the other lawyers for the other three Goombas, they're signing on to this idea also, saying, well, you can't, you see, it can't be a hate crime because it wasn't directly on her lawn. So we'll see how the judge feels about this, and we'll see. I know who's going to talk, and this is interesting. To see who's involved in this thing, and that is soon-to-be-retired Superior Court Judge Teresa Estrada Mullaney to determine a date to argue the motion. So that's what they're going to get into. Be interesting. Here was a story that I also thought was interesting. Yosemite enjoys diversity spring. Spurred by Barack Obama, Oprah Winfrey, Ken Burns, more African Americans are going to places like Yosemite. And I'm glad to hear that. The Yosemite Valley Tour was nearing its end, and the church ladies and gents from South Los Angeles have heard enough, almost. He's been telling us stories he thinks we want to hear for 2 hours, said Ann Hale, having a sigh of frustration from the back of the tram. Guide William Fontana had been regaling his listeners, most of them white, with stories about John Muir and Theodore Roosevelt, about their fur trappers and rock climbers. We're still waiting for at least a few words about Yosemite's African-American buffalo soldiers, Hale grumbled, a fellow passenger. After flying off the train, some women from Grace United Methodist Church surrounded Fontana on the sidewalk outside the Yosemite Lodge and said, Hey, we want to know why you left out Yosemite's African-American in the story. He said, I didn't have enough time to talk about the Buffalo Soldiers in a two-hour tour. He said, they weren't happy about that. You know. Okay, so anyway, that's there's more people going to Yosemite no matter what. I mean, every year it just gets more crazed. Which is okay. It's a national park. It's made for everybody. How do I feel about that? There are those who would like to place huge restrictions on who can enter and who cannot, and how they can enter and how they can't. I find this to be not right. I thought it was right there. Okay, we have another story here. That's what time do I got? Yeah, we got time for this one. This is kind of a hoot right here. Let me find this darn thing. Remember Condoleezza Rice? Muammar Gaddafi kind of took a shine to her, and she wasn't all that happy about that. She was kind of like. Ew, that's bad. Yeah, she was kind of like that. So, let's see what she had to say.
Where, even when he left his palace, they found this glorious scrapbook in your honor. And when you went to see him, you actually write on the book, and I'm going to read this back to you. At the end of the dinner, Gaddafi told me he made a videotape of me. Uh-oh, I thought, what's this going to be? It was quite an innocent collection of photos of me with world leaders, set to the music of a song called Black Flower in the White House, written for me by a Libyan composer. It was weird, but at least it wasn't raunchy.
Right.
Quite extraordinary.
Yes, quite extraordinary, and weird and a bit creepy. I had actually known that he had this fixation on me. A couple of foreign minister friends told me, and also a couple of my staff. And so I was going to Libya. My job was to go there. He had given up his weapons of mass destruction. He had paid reparations to the families of the victims of his terrorist acts. It was my job to go there, do a little bit of diplomatic business, and get out. And so that's what I did. But I have to say, I did have that terrible moment when he said that he had the videotape. I am just glad that it all came out all right.
And he never made any kind of move on you then?
No. No, absolutely not.
Well, there you are. She was on Jon Stewart's show last night, The Daily Show. Oh, he came right out and said to her, he said, you know, do you think that the weapons of mass destruction idea was overstated and sort of designed to rile the troops? And she still defended it and said no, again saying that we... well, what she basically said was he violated the no-fly zone, which we knew. And that's true. Of course, the interesting thing about violating a no-fly zone is with the weapons that we have, so somebody fires something at you, and then we have the planes have radar that say exactly where it came, and they run a missile right back down and blow up whatever just shot at them. But anyway, that being said, so she said, you know, that he violated the no-fly zone, and the other thing was is that he had... You know, he used gas against the Kurds and against Iran. But that was quite some time before. Anyway, that was so her take on the whole thing still was it's a good thing. You know, he was a bad guy, Saddam Hussein. Everybody thought he was a bad guy. Everybody worried about him being the bad guy that he was. And this was reason enough to go in there and get him. That we get back to the same thing about Muammar Gaddafi, and now we got, you know, all these the bad guys. This is it's intriguing that we are willing to sacrifice hundreds of lives. I don't understand this, thousands of lives. We will sacrifice thousands of lives rather than just get rid of somebody we think is a despot. I mean, get rid of the individual. If you cut off the head, maybe the rest of the thing will follow. That's, I don't know. We have the international politics is beyond me. I got to tell you that. I just don't get it. And you say, well, you know, then they can take a shot at the president. I'm sure they're trying. I'm sure they're trying to sort through how to do that. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Anyway, let's take away further doubt about anything with CBS News, because they know it all. They have the big eye. CNN.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes. Relief among world investors that Greece won't have a public referendum on the Eurozone bailout, CBS's Alexis Christophorus.
News that Greece will scrap its referendum on those unpopular budget cuts really helped the market extend its recent gains.
On Wall Street today, the Dow gained about 210 points, NASDAQ was up about 58, and the S&P gained 23.
I'm Peter Mayer in Cannes, France. The spectacle playing out in Greece is a major sideshow to the G20 summit here. President Obama and other world leaders can only wait to see if it promotes some solution to the debt crisis or makes matters worse. A U.S. official says Greece has to make stabilizing the situation its top priority.
The argument in favor of tax reform resonates today with a report from Citizens for Tax Justice. The director, Robert McIntyre, says they reviewed 280 of the Fortune 500 companies.
Almost a quarter of the companies paid less than 10%. 30 of the companies paid not a nickel in taxes over the entire 3 years.
A new detail today on the Herman Cain sex story. The second woman who took a payout settled her harassment claim for $45,000, according to Politico. Herman Cain on the Republican trail on the Daily Caller website today.
The voice of the people is more powerful than the voice of the media. This is why we're doing so well.
I'm Dan Raviv. Herman Cain is still number one in the latest national poll by Rasmussen Reports. Among likely Republican voters, Cain, 26%, ahead of Mitt Romney at 23%. In third place, Newt Gingrich, 14%. Another question in the Rasmussen poll, who do you think will win your party's nomination? On that, Romney is way ahead.
The prosecution's closing argument done in the manslaughter trial for Dr. Conrad Murray. Let's go live now to CBS's Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. Steve?
And Harley, it was a blistering two-hour nonstop attack on Dr. Conrad Murray's treatment of Michael Jackson. David Walgren delivering the prosecution closing argument.
Conrad Murray caused the death of Michael Jackson. Conrad Murray abandoned Michael Jackson.
We are currently on the lunch break. When court resumes, the defense will take over. It's still possible the jury will get the case late today. Live at the county courthouse in downtown Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
U.S. Airways and Delta are hiking airfares by about $10 on many of their round trips. Expect to pay more to fly during the holidays, says CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg.
When you have fewer planes, fewer flights, fewer seats, and the same number of people want to fly, that means you're filling almost all your seats. That is the law of supply and demand. The price has to go nowhere but up.
Happy birthday, Chevrolet.
Be the U.S.
The Chevy was born in Detroit 100 years ago today. America. Since then, has sold more than 200 million cars and counting. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has come up with a new way of buying windows and patio doors. It's called Buy More, Save More Pricing. Instant savings from $50 to $600 on all special order windows and patio doors. Instead of replacing a few windows right away and a few more later, this could let you do them all now, thanks to our all-new Buy More, Save More Pricing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. Call today at 800-970-2611.
Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is part of what people talk about when they say the federal government is bloated and wasteful. A new study finds the federal government has tens of thousands of buildings it doesn't really need.
An expert National Research Council panel has determined there are about 45,000 excess federal buildings and facilities that could be unloaded to save taxpayer money. The annual cost of operating and maintaining the structures, $1.6 billion. At the same time, the group says investments are needed to upgrade older structures the government needs to keep.
CBS's Barry Becknotto in Washington. Daylight saving time in the U.S. ends Sunday morning, which means we get an extra hour of sleep on Saturday night, or we can stay up later. There are some people who really do not enjoy these time changes, clock shops, for one, or people like Roger McKay, longtime clock repairman who collects clocks. In Charleston, West Virginia, he has about 400 of them in his home. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
There are a lot of safety tips out there. Look before crossing the street. Buckle up. Don't eat a whole bunch of poison. For facilities maintenance folks, here's a good one. Use Grainger. They have over 44,000 safety products to help keep your facility safe, from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools. And now through December 31st, save 30% off the Grainger catalog price on select Honeywell safety products from brands like Miller Fall Protection and North Safety. See details at Grainger.com/safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For Margaret, we shared a newspaper in a thunderstorm. We raised three amazing children. We sang at the piano until the neighbors complained. So here's to making the next 30 years as wonderful as the first. Love, Adam.
When you give the gift of New York Life, you give the most selfless gift of all. New York Life Insurance Company can help you plan a secure retirement so you can spend your retirement years the way you deserve. Contact your New York Life agent or visit us at newyorklife.com.
USA in your Chevrolet, America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA, America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Travel and ease, traveling west, wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Love me like I love you.
ready to do some honeydews. You've got a list, and what's with those knee pads?
I am ready to get her done.
Uh-oh.
We've got guests coming for the holidays, and Mom says we can't have any more plumbing problems like last year.
Yeah, I remember the kitchen faucet wouldn't stop dripping. The garbage disposal froze up at Thanksgiving, and the worst was when after dinner, your weirdo uncle wouldn't come out of the bathroom. What was that all about?
You know, don't even ask. It was ugly, and that's exactly why Mom's got me on the job.
Good thing you're starting early.
Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has pre-holiday sale pricing on no-drip top-quality kitchen faucets, super-efficient insinkerator garbage disposers, and powerful water-saving Toto toilets. To get sale pricing and an early jump on your holiday honeydews, go to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
No one chooses to be sick or injured, but you can choose where to get help. Take MR imaging, for example. San Luis Diagnostic Center now offers their brand new 3 Tesla Ultra High Field Open MRI, the only system of its kind in California and one of three in the United States. If you're claustrophobic, it's not a problem. With their new Siemens Skyra scanner, it has the largest opening available. Plus, it has the best quality images and shortest scan time. That's right. Shortest scan time, largest capacity opening, and image quality unequaled by any other scanner. San Luis Diagnostic Center is dedicated to providing state-of-the-art technology. So when you need an MRI, take control of your health care. Ask your doctor to send you to San Luis Diagnostic Center for their ultra-high-field, state-of-the-art open magnet. The choice is yours. Call 542-9700. All major insurances accepted.
November has been declared Thank a Veteran Month by the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. It is a time to reflect on all that we owe our men and women currently in uniform and our veterans who so nobly served before them. Whenever you see a service member in uniform, please take a moment to thank them and be mindful of our reserves and veterans and always be thankful for them. It's Thank a Veteran Month. Please, show them how much you care, and don't forget, hire a vet.
Hire a vet, please. And by the way, if you want to thank a serviceman right now, you can really do it big time, because we have two welcome homes this Saturday, one in San Luis Obispo, one in Orchid. And that is interesting. These are both women, but she doesn't have their name. She has their ranks. So this is a lieutenant colonel who's been stationed in Germany for 4 years, has had deployments to Afghanistan, Turkey, and a short-term deployment to Africa. And she's coming to the San Luis Obispo Airport on Saturday at 12 noon. Arrive at 12 noon. She's coming just after that. This will give you time to park, meet the family, sign the card and flag for our local hero. And we'll have her name for you. And so you have to salute her. She's a lieutenant colonel. What the heck? And then it used to be called a whack. Wasn't it called a whacker as well? Anyway, and then here was a wave, but they don't call them that anymore either. Welcome home number two in Orchid is a home invasion type welcome home, which I know is a funny term, but anyway. Please join us to welcome home Petty Officer Second Class, and that'll be Saturday, November 5th. They'll meet at 3:30, and then caravan to the home for a 4 p.m. welcome, and they'll all just bang on the door, and there'll be 100 people there, and it'll be cool. And then they're not sure where they're going to do that yet, but I'll let you know. Anyway, that's what's going home. And once again, we thank Cheryl and Robert Tolan, Welcome Home Troops, because what a wonderful thing they do. They mentioned the last time the train that came in, there was a guy who was on the train who wrote them an email and talked about how wonderful this couple was, the soldier and his wife, and just great people and everything, and how much they appreciated, you know, the whole shebang. And the engineer honked the horn a whole bunch of times when they pulled in the station. It was really cool. We're going to get on the phone right now and say hello to someone. Hello to someone.
No more heavy steel screens over the bus windows, huh?
What was a Marine called? A woman Marine.
Well, if you had any brains, you call them a WM. Woman Marine. The nickname was BAM.
Oh, BAM?
But you didn't say that nickname around a woman Marine.
Oh, you can't say it.
Broad panic Marine. Broad ass Marine.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
That was completely unofficial, and
that's it.
Didn't utter those words unless you wanted to get
in trouble with a lieutenant colonel. All right.
Yeah.
So WM was Woman Marine.
Yeah, WM.
Okay. I never saw one.
I don't think I saw a tree the whole time I was in. That wasn't anywhere I was.
I've never seen one. And I think I've told you, I don't think I ever saw a wave. I might, you know, when I was in Long Bend visiting some wounded guys, there was a nurse there. She must have been a Navy nurse, so she must have been a Navy officer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. So I saw one.
They we didn't happen to have any at Carnegie, not for any particular reason. There just wasn't any. And there certainly weren't any in Da Nang.
Well, anywhere on the boonies. The only other thing that we had that one time, I've told the story that was just amazing. You know, we lived on the boats. We were boat people. We couldn't help don't turn your nose down at us. We were boat people. We were we lived off the fat of the land, as it were, and sea rations. And so, you know, when you went to go to the bathroom, we didn't have a bathroom. You know, you had the side of the boat.
That's a river.
Yeah, you had a river.
The whole river.
Okay, that's what you had.
Yeah.
All right, that's how it was, you know. So one time the chief comes down, and he says, I need to see all the boat captains up here right away, you know. So we're like, okay, what chief, what is it? You know, any time the chief said, I need to see all the boat captains, it was usually not good. But this was no big deal. He said, okay, I want for the next hour to go to the bathroom off the back of the boat or anything, because they're going to have some the colonels or admirals or something, whatever they were, women flying over in a helicopter, and they because they were
and they, not what they want to see.
They didn't want to see that. And we thought, okay, well, that makes sense. We're going to hold it for an hour. The helicopter went over. I don't think any other helicopter in the world has flown that high. You could barely see it, and you could not even hear it. somebody,
you're a little bit out of rifle range.
Somebody accidentally spotted it, you know, and I was like, is that
them? Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. I thought, well, we didn't really have to worry about that too much, I don't think, you know. Okay.
Yeah, what I was actually calling about was good luck with that, not the same place. The two houses they're talking about are two little bitty houses. It looks to me like they're on one parcel. They share a driveway.
Oh, they do.
Good luck with that.
Oh, they do share a driveway?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's cool.
And my big news, though, is that the mook that burned down the scout hall, the judge made her decision today, and he will be tried as an adult.
Oh, really?
Oh, man. My son has been attending all the hearings. While the judge was contemplating this, she pulls out this guy's file. Looks like a dang dictionary. You know, this boy's been through the system, been through the juvenile system plenty of times.
Yeah.
Didn't seem to fix it.
So he just, as far as we know, he just arsoned it for the pure joy of arsoning?
Yeah, there's some other suspicions, too. You know, the houses behind there are wooden houses.
Right.
And if the prevailing wind had been blowing that night, there was no wind. But if it had been the prevailing breeze, those houses would almost certainly have been burned down. They were both damaged. You know.
Wow.
It was premeditated. He brought a can of kerosene with him. They keep their kerosene locked up, and the area where they keep it locked up was not broken into. You know, they didn't know where it was, obviously. So, you know, this guy is twisted. There is something wrong with that kid.
Well,
I don't want to sour the jury pool or nothing, you know.
There's not something wrong with him. I mean, we're beginning to wonder what the hell's going on, because when you have the people knocking over and damaging gravestones in San Luis Cemetery, that is the most bizarre thing in the world.
What? Yeah, that is just so far outside of my comprehension. In the world is wrong with you people?
No, I mean, I mentioned, you know, we did our little mischief and stuff when I was young, and I'm sure the Haggertys were known in Eagle Rock for doing the same thing, but, you know,
there was never any evidence.
But that's fine. But, that's just I said the other day, I said it never crossed our minds ever. Not one person in the group of guys that we hung out with ever said, you know what, we could go to the cemetery and knock over gravestones. No, it never came up.
Well, the worst thing I think we ever did was knock over an outhouse.
We tried
the old light a sack on the front porch on fire and ring the doorbell.
Yeah.
But the because that guy, you know, that was personal. But he was onto that trick. He swept it off his porch instead of stomping on it.
so that didn't work.
I have to admit, in Jersey, we were a little bit more planned out and a little bit more mean about how we did certain things. And so when we decided that someone was going to get some, they got some.
we did some things. There was this one mean old guy that had a gold ball on a pedestal in his front yard.
Yeah.
And we could have that gold ball and go hide it in some neighbor's yard, you know. But we never did anything
terrible.
There wasn't anybody in the outhouse to push it over, you know. Come on.
That's fair. That's fair right there. Because that's something I could probably do without myself or something like that.
Yeah. I got to wonder how many kids have actually bought the old story about being able to tip a cow. You know, just good luck with that.
I had no idea. I'm a city boy, and so are you, but I had no idea whether you could tip a cow or not. I never tried to tip a cow, but I didn't know if you could.
That's something like sending somebody, we used to send Boy Scouts over to the other camp to borrow some smoke screen.
Yeah, smoke screen.
Smoke in their eyes, you know.
Snipe hunting and whatnot.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So cows just would react like any other animal, and you can't tip them over. I thought maybe cows were weird. I mean, you know, because there are animals that are kind of weird, and so I thought maybe they froze up or something.
No, they are one of the stupidest animals on the face of the earth. They're not bred for their intelligence, you know. But I worked on a cattle ranch one summer, and I guarantee you they are stupid. But for example. I try to set the. We had this truck that we dumped alfalfa off the back, and they'd see me coming, and I wanted to, set it in double granny and let it idle across the field so I could, dump the stuff across the field.
Yeah.
You can't do that. They go and get right in front of the truck because they know that's where you're going to put the stuff, and it doesn't occur to them that they can't be there when the truck goes through.
of course, the other thing too is. They're all out there in the field, Then this Roundup comes along, and half of them are taken off in trucks, and they never come back. And it doesn't dawn on them in any way that could be a bad thing.
No.
I was thinking to myself, I'd pack up at that point.
If you ever go up to 46 to the 41,
mm-hmm.
right where you turn left on the 41, there is a whole field of nothing but bulls.
Really?
And I happened to break down there one time while I was waiting for the mechanic to get there. One of the rancher guy came over to see if there's anything to do, and I said, how can you have that many bulls in one field? The trick is, there ain't no cows. As long as there's no cows out there, you're not going to have trouble.
Oh, that's interesting. That's true. They wouldn't fight over anything in particular, would they?
Yeah, because I was looking over there, and I kind of bend over and take a peek. Yeah, they're not steers. And that's what the guy said. You don't want any cows up
wind
either.
Well, I thank you for your thoughts. And here's the thing: if we have, if I find out that this Lieutenant Colonel's a wham, I'll make sure I let everybody know before Saturday.
Wham. WM. WM.
What is it?
WM.
No, no, no. What's the other term you used?
No.
I
ain't gonna tell you now.
A bam.
You probably tell her who told you.
A bam. Is that it?
Bam.
Bam. All right.
Don't use that word. That's not a nickname they appreciate.
You know me. The moment you tell me not to do something, what's going to happen?
Oh, man. Why do you think I'm doing it?
You want to see a Marine beat me up, huh? Woman Marine. That's what you want to see. I understand that. All right, Pierre. Thanks for calling.
Okay,
Bill.
You're welcome.
You too, sir.
Time now for the ridiculous, and tonight we're adding all you rapture doubters out there. Yeah, that's right, Anderson Cooper is getting biblical and apparently talking about himself in the third person. Not sure why. We'll stop that right now. So here's the deal. You might remember that back in the spring, a man named Harold Camping, who runs a Christian broadcasting network called Family Radio, announced to anyone who would listen, which turned out to be like the entire world's press corps, that he had learned through study of the Bible that the end of the earth, the rapture, the destruction of all living things, would occur on May 21st. And, hey, spoiler alert, it didn't, which was great because the next morning I had a really good bagel. Anyway, a few days later, Mr. Camping held a news conference to say that while the world did not end, the wheels of the rapture were indeed in motion.
On May 21, 2011, we didn't feel any difference. We didn't see any difference in the world. But we know from the Bible that God brought Judgment Day to bear on the whole world. The whole world is under Judgment Day. And this is it. And it will continue right up until October 21, 2011, and at that time the whole world will be destroyed.
A lot of beige going on in that office. Anyway, what's with him changing the date?
We aren't changing a date at all. We're just learning that we have to be looking at all of this a little bit more spiritual, but it won't be spiritual on October 21, because the Bible clearly teaches that then the world is going to be destroyed altogether, but it'll be very quick.
Look, I'm not going to lie. It bummed me out a little bit because October 21st was a Friday. I really wanted to go see Paranormal Activity 3 that night, and the rapture kind of conflicted with that. But lucky me, and let's face it, it's all about me. I work in television. There was no rapture on October 21st. Now, Harold Camping is now speaking out on his radio network discussing why his latest prediction went bust.
And when it comes to trying to recognize the truth of prophecy, we're finding that it is very, very difficult. Why didn't Christ return on October 21? It seems embarrassing for family radio, but God was in charge of everything.
Seems just a little bit embarrassing for family radio still, but it does sound like he just passed the buck to God, didn't it? Now, I don't doubt Mr. Camping is a devout man, but I'm pretty sure God didn't call that press conference. But here's the thing, rapture doubters, Mr. Camping is not done yet. Oh, no.
Amongst other things, I have been checking my own notes more carefully than ever, and I do find that there is other language in the Bible that we still have to look at very carefully and will impinge upon this question very definitely, and we should be very patient about this matter.
So there you have it. Mr. Camping is checking his notes. If you'll just be patient, so all you rapture doubters out there, pipe down, make yourselves comfortable, and let me know if you see a sign of the end times on the ridiculous.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates, because my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better State Farm. Get in the zone!
As night arrives earlier, good visibility is even more important. So don't let dim or burned out headlights leave you driving in the dark. Now at AutoZone, get $10 off a twin pack of Sylvania Silver Star Ultra headlight bulbs after mail-in rebate. See store for restrictions and details. Silver Star Ultra bulbs are up to 50% brighter than standard halogens, so you'll see better. Stay safe with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Time now for your community calendar. CASA volunteers are needed now through December 28th. You can attend an information session about becoming an advocate for an abused or neglected child. Bilingual and male volunteers are encouraged to attend. Call 541-6542. Templeton High School's Safe and Sober Fundraiser Car Show will be happening on Sunday, November 13th. From 11 to 3. For more information, call 835-5003. Come on out for the Teen's Closet, a free school supply and clothing store for teenage students in need. Celebrate the grand opening and ribbon cutting ceremony at the Teen's Closet at 1212 Farrell Avenue in Arroyo Grande on Saturday, November 12th at 1 o'clock. For more information, call 709-8673. And if you have something happening in your zip code, we want to hear about it. Calendar at RadioCentralCoast.com.
Zombie,
the wizard. Yeah, yeah, the wonderful wizard of Oz. We're off to see the wizard. The wonderful wizard of Oz. Because of the wonderful things.
Love, who did it? Hey, huh? Lydell's. Back in about 1817, I think it was. All right, you're Bill. This is Talking Sheep, your friends and neighbors network on 1340 KYNS, your news station in San Luis Obispo, and I thank you for joining me. We will have Clark Howard coming our way at 2:05 and other things to follow. Oh, I know what I want to tell you about. I want to tell you about Spencer's. Oh, that's because some people haven't had their lunch yet. Go to Spencer's. You go to Spanny Spencer's. They got the delicatessen part there. You go over to the deli and order up a sandwich. And they'll make it out of boar's head meats and cheeses, and you will say, holy dumb truck, is this good. I really mean that. Plus, they have hot stuff, you know, like hot foods and everything. They got the whole schmuck. Do you want chicken? You want, what do you want? Sometimes they got meatloaf. They got different things. They got tri-tips. All kinds of stuff. So you can get a great lunch at Spencer's. You really can. And I got a place to sit down and eat it, too, which makes it even nicer. And then, you say, I should shop a little bit. I'd say, okay, if I were you, I'd shop a little bit because they got some great deals going on. And, for instance, right now they have Spencer's Choice Angus Top Sirloin Steaks, which is $3.99 a pound. I can go wrong with that. $5.99 a pound for fresh Atlantic salmon fillets. And then 99 cents a pound for fresh chicken breasts, or ribs attached. But there's good for what? I didn't know I said it was good for chicken medicine. Chicken marsala? That's something. Anyway, I don't cook. Roma tomatoes, 99 cents a pound, and two for $4 River Ranch salad blends right there. And then you want to get some Langer's cranberry cocktail, that's just two for $3. I got Aunt Jemima frozen waffles right there. Ah. Tea and V8 juice, and you name it, they have it right there. They got the orange juice, apple juice. Here's Hansen's apple juice, two for $4. Here's Langer's cranberry cocktail, two for $3. I'll tell you, and you get a dollar off the Langer's $2 thingy with the two for $3. You get a dollar off coupon right there on the flyer. They have all that great stuff. Here we talked about the great drumsticks the other day, but they have other ice cream treats too, like Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars. They got Häagen-Dazs ice cream. And it's a made-up name, but the food's good. The ice cream's okay. And so that's really good. And then two-pack of old Italian pizzas, just $4.99. That's pretty cheap. And then they got all the meats and the veggies and the stuff. They got pink lady apples for $1.29 a pound, red pears for 79 cents, holiday grapes, $2.49 a pound. Then they got all the other stuff, carrots and you name it. The heck is that? Phew, is that edible? Does he eat that? A 6-inch orange celosia, perfect for autumn, $5.99 each. I have to tell you, I don't know if that's food or not. I look like a little Martian plant. Icky, little shop of horrors there. Anyway, get to Spencer's Fresh Market. Get your stuff, because they have it all for you. And it's a nice stores, and they're tidy, and they're neat, and they don't put stuff in the aisles and triple root. It's always nice to shop at Spencer's. Don't forget the butcher department in Spencer's. They grind their own hamburger, which makes a huge difference, really, flavor-wise. I want you to know that. and they'll get you, and they'll butcher anything anyhow you want to butcher it. You know, they'll do it. So go to Spencer's. Five locations on the Central Coast in Atascadero, Santa Maria, Rio Grande, San Luis Obispo, and in Morro Bay, California. Hey. I heard a noise. Is somebody trying to come in? Perhaps there's a midget at my door. I have a window. If it was a giant, I'd know. It was that, you know, that, what was the name of the husband of that crazy woman? I have a basketball player. I don't know. She slam dunked him, though. How's you know that? Okay. There's this nice couple here with a little store that they got the mega lottery thing. And so they get $56,000 out of that whole deal. No. They'll get $390,000. They get what is that thing? $56,000. That's the California lottery, but this wasn't the California lottery. This was the Mega Million thing. Anyway, so why I'm not sure why they're holding that up, but they sold a single dollar ticket, by the way, and that was worth $78 million. And one ticket won. It's not like they have to split or anything. One ticket won, $78 million. That cost the person a bone. Ooh, why can't it be? You know, here's the problem. Can I tell you the truth? I don't play the lottery. I don't go and spend the dang dollar. So, you know, I'm not happy for somebody else because I'm not spending the buck. Other things are going on. This is a thing that happened in Lakewood. And if you heard about this, the basketball beating that killed a 74-year-old man inside a Southern California Walmart store appears to be just random and weird. 46-year-old man who was taken into custody following Tuesday's attack, authorities declined to release his name. Witness told KCAL the man, who appeared to be homeless, asked a man for money. He was 74 years old, and he said no thanks. And then the guy, when he refused, the other guy grabbed an aluminum baseball bat and beat him. I know you're saying, Bill, come on, the good news. Where's it? Okay, here's the. This is good news right here. I'm going to go with that. Long overdue thank you. Thousands of Japanese Americans who fought in the fiercest battles of World War II and became some of the most decorated soldiers in the nation's history were given overdue thank you from their country Wednesday when Congress awarded them its highest civilian honor. Only 7 decades after the war began, Congress awarded 3 units the Congressional Gold Medal, and all about 19,000 Japanese Americans served in the units on a ceremony Wednesday. They stuck the other ones in the funny camps. We want to show American citizens we love our country, one guy said. We were born and raised here. After Japan's attack on Japanese Americans, Japanese Americans viewed with suspicion, nearly 110,000 were sent to the internment camps. Now, you say you're feeling older? Of course you are. Okay, because you are. Research has discovered that purging certain cells in rodents causes tissue improvement. So these are age-related diseases delayed. That doesn't mean they go away completely, but you know, you put it off for a little while. And a potentially fundamental advance, researchers have opened up a novel approach to combating the effects of aging with the discovery that a special category of cells known as senescent cells, that's the way to say it, senescent cells, S-E-N-E-S-C-E-N-T, senescent cells, are bad actors that promote the aging of the tissues. Cleansing the body of these cells, they hope, could postpone many of the diseases of aging. The finding raised the prospect that any therapy that rids the body of senescent cells would protect it from the ravages of aging. But many more tests will have to be conducted. So, anyway, so these cells accumulate in your tissue and your toilet paper, and then they have to get rid of it. Okay. So here's the thing that we're going to have to... These are the things that are going to be confronting future generations of Americans. And that is, you know, we already know that. We already know that we can... Most of us cannot afford our lives as it is to, because we're living so long now and you know, we're not enough money to live it through. So there's that. If they keep more people alive, then more people will be on Medicare and Social Security and all that kind of stuff. You know, they'll live longer. Because, you know, I can be really honest with you. You know, the government banks on the fact that, you know, certain numbers are going to kick in every month and whatnot. And therefore, it should keep some stability in what's happening. But if all of a sudden you start pushing out your senescence and your tissues, and you start living to be 170, you know, it's going to change things. It's going to be kind of fun. All right, we have Jeannie Moose, who goes out there amongst them. Now, apparently, here's what happened. Iranian soccer players are fined after a congratulatory pat on the behind is deemed immoral. So Jeannie Moose has this report about why in Iran you don't do that fan patting.
Giving your teammates a hand to celebrate does not include a hand on the butt, not in Iran. Call it a fanny pat, call it goosing, a bottom pinch, a butt squeeze. It's called immoral in Iran. Iran's most popular team, Persepolis, was celebrating a goal. Apparently it's okay to kiss, but don't try this. Yikes. Number 13 jumped, and so did the video, to YouTube, in slow motion and with a helpful arrow. Number 13 was also seen giving, not quite as good as he got, a more subtle butt grab, but nonetheless caught on camera. The two bottom pinchers got more than a spanking. The Iranian Football Federation said both have been banned indefinitely from all football activities for committing immoral acts. And talk about getting squeezed, each player was fined almost $40,000. A member of Iran's parliament called it a very ugly thing. Guy-on-guy contact isn't appreciated there. After all, remember what Iran's president said.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country.
That's got a laugh from the audience at Columbia University. Here in the U.S., we don't penalize butt grabbing. We honor it. Take, for instance, the 25 greatest butt-grabbing moments in sports history, compiled on a blog. The more blatant the butt-grab, the more popular. There are butt pats between the sexes and between celebrities on the stage and in the movie.
All right, good things.
And on TV.
Good to have you aboard. Ding!
Though on Friends, even among girlfriends.
I would never congratulate Monica on a great stew by, you know, grabbing her boob.
But even in the West, the butt pat is usually a playful, gentle thing. One person posted about the Iranian players. He was trying to give this guy a colonoscopy. Goal! Jeannie Mo, CNN, New York.
The guy was definitely... They had two players to congratulate. These two guys are kissing each other. I'm serious. These two guys are kissing. And they're all happy about the goal. Another guy jumped up on top of them, you know, and had his legs kind of spread apart. And then the next guy came along and gave him a big old gooser. You know what I mean? And it sent him right over the top. And I thought that was pretty funny, to tell you the truth. But in Iran, that's considered a medical procedure. And you can't have it. Yeah. So I don't live in Iran. I don't even think about it. What else? Here, I had something else today. Okay, we'll get to that. Let's go to... Let's do... First, we'll do a little bit of sports, because I thought we should. This is Talk is Cheap on 1340 KYNS with Bill Benica. This gal can go. This gal can scoot right here. Senior Savannah Camacho, Templeton High. One of those Progress League individual title Wednesday, running the 5K race at the Pomo High in 18 minutes, 44 seconds. This is their fourth straight Los Padres League cross-country title. So she's a goer there. That's pretty cool. She reminds me of other people that we've had, you know, can run like crazy. All right. Now, here it is. It could be Back to the Future in L.A. Peter O'Malley joins a list of potential bidders for the Dodgers. Add to this diverse group a sentimental favorite, him, saying he wants to return as the team's chief executive and will work on forming an ownership group. I want to reconnect the team and the community. O'Malley family owned the Dodgers for nearly half a century. Peter's father, Walter, moved from Brooklyn to Los Angeles and made Dodger fans connect O'Malley's sale of the team to Fox in 1998 with the start of the franchise's decline. The Dodgers still possess plenty of allure, though. It's one of the best brands in all of sports, said Ron Burkle, a Southern California supermarket magnate. And he's a supermarket magnate. He is one of the 1%. And like many people, I'd be very proud to be part of its future. The winning bidder is expected to pay owner Frank McCourt in excess of $1 billion for the team, the stadium, surrounding stuff, everything that's associated with it. You know, you got to buy the bats, the balls, the uniforms, the players, all that. What else do we have here? Let me see if they had anything else that I want to tell you about with that. Because there's been a number of different people who have talked about how they'd like to try to get some stuff put together. In terms of experience, here's what they say. Any discussion of potential bidders must also include Mark Cuban, owners of the Dallas Mavericks, and a basketball team who has the necessary wealth and is known for his passionate, if sometimes colorful, style. Having failed in bids to purchase Chicago Cubs and Texas Rangers, he offered to buy the Dodgers several months ago, but balked at the hefty price. However, he did not rule out a future bid. The right price, he said, I'd be interested. How's $1 billion sound? Is that interesting? Let's just check. In terms of experience, Burkle would be equally qualified as co-owner of the Pittsburgh Penguins hockey team. Southern California developer Eli Broad and Oracle CEO Larry Ellison would meet the wealth criteria. They got all these people. Everybody got the. He's got the top. You know, you have to be in the top 1% if you're going to buy the Dodgers. Let's be honest about that. All right. So we've covered that. And they will bring many people baseball. And is that a bad thing? Is that a bad thing? All right, here's, we had Occupy Oakland was very ugly. Now here's the, are you ready for this? Occupy Seattle protesters clashed with police as they surrounded a hotel where J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO was speaking. They wanted to arrest Chase's chief executive officer. I bank at Chase, and I'm for that. God, work. Work, damn you. Work. The great white man. Work, won't you? Well, that's kind of basically it. Not going to say anything, but they're outside this hotel, which makes it a little bit rough to get some sleep if you're in there. You know, it makes it hard to use the pool and whatnot. So anyway, that was the yelling and screaming that's going on with that. Okay, get me out of that. Get me out of that now, please. All right, let's see what else we got. Well, I want to do these letters. I want to do some of these letters to tell you about. Now, here, wait. For you dog lovers. Here it is right here. Lauren Hicks leaned out of her food truck window, took an order for something called Poochie Sushi, and soon produced a plastic container of snacks that looked like sushi, maybe even tasted like sushi, but were definitely not sushi. Her customer, Jay Malone of something in Florida, knelt and offered them to his Boston Terrier, Tessie. Seconds later, the bite-sized treats were half gone. She seemed to enjoy it since she's had five of them, said Malone of Poochie Sushi, made of jerky twists wrapped in flour, then coated with honey and rolled in black sesame seeds. Hicks Salt Sit and Stay Pet Cafe is quite likely the only food truck in Central Florida catering to dogs. Perhaps the only food truck in the whole world catering to dogs. This vendor for pets specializes in gourmet organic snacks, 4-carat apple muffins called Ruffins, which the menu says are free of wheat, gluten, and dairy. They cost 5 bones. There are 8 for $6. Meatballs are called Mutt Balls, made of locally raised grass-fed beef and lamb. $2 ice cream popsicles and jars of gravy. Using free-range chicken and locally grown basil. Hicks, an Orlando veterinary technician, food blogger, and food truck aficionado. For years, she has been preparing organic treats for her own dog, who is so allergic to many products that sell in the store. All right, so she said, here, I'll make it myself. I saw a thing the other day. It was all really done. I mean, it was all jazzed up in the car. I can't remember what kind of car it was, but you could hardly miss it. And it was an outfit that delivers cookies. So when the Cal Poly crowd gets the munchies at night, you know, they can do the cookies. You have to understand, this is what's going on. This is what's happening with the bars are have gotten smarter in a way in places near the bars. Yeah, that New York Deli, that was called. They're open all night. The French fry place, Happy Frites, is on Garden. They're open till like 2 in the morning, Yeah, people have found that the kids rolling out of the bars, as much as many detest them, are a source of revenue. Late, not early in the morning, not even late at night, early in the morning. That's it right there. General Hoyt Vandenberg is the guy that we named Vandenberg Air Force Base after, and Bill Moram has a great column today about this guy. Vandenberg, one heck of a guy. I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but what has happened is, through weird and unusual circumstances, his memorabilia, of which he has tons, and he was highly decorated and all that kind of stuff, he has ended up in the San Luis Obispo Veterans Museum. And that's right, you know, on Broad and it's on Monterey and right there, Grand Avenue, and, at, you know, the Vet Center. And it's downstairs, and the museum's open. Let me see. I got the dates here. Right? He's got them. Hold on. Let me get it right exactly. All right. Don't screw up. But anyway, there's a lot of great stuff in that museum already. It's pretty amazing. And then this is really cool. And hey, where are you, Billy? Here you are. Darn it. Here we are. Oh, at Tuesday at 10, the public is invited to see the display and tour of the museum at noon. That's this coming Tuesday. But anyway, somewhere here it says the thing's open. I forget. Wednesday through Saturday or something. Anyhow, so Vandenberg stuff's going to be there, which is really kind of cool. Mojave solar boom sparks environmental friction. California's energy gold rush. Right there is what they're saying. We're like boom and bust is whatever we're called. I don't know. It seems to be the right thing. The right thing at the right time. Okay, so here's they had a gaggle of letters today about Prop 13. During the 1970s, property values soared, resulting in substantial increases in taxes. Taxpayers revolted, et cetera. Sharon, money versus discipline. How long has D. Wayne Wallace II been strumming that Prop 13 string? Then he has the different ways that there are simple things that we can do to make schools better. For instance, everyone wears a uniform. Mr. Wall's knowledge of Prop 13 is no doubt not worth, and billions of dollars saved as a taxpaying property owner. I feel compelled to respond to Mr. Wall's letter. You know what's also interesting? At around the time that Prop 13 passed, if you remember, mortgages were like at 14%. Do you remember that? Mortgages were like at 14%. It was insane. And the taxes were insane. The whole thing was nuts. And they have this to say, and I'm glad they said it. I said the same thing. Opinion of the Tribune, a medical marijuana dispensary in Ogo, county has already denied two applicants for facilities. It's not going to approve a third. Why bother reviewing it? Well said. Why bother? Now, this is, I got a kick out of this thing right here. I'm sorry, but I got a little bit of a kick out of this. I'll share with you. Really Not That Hard is the name of this letter from Emily Atascadero. There's been much controversy over the issue concerning removing plastic bags from grocery stores in our area. Being a part of a younger generation, I feel it was my duty to take an initiative when it could it comes to environmental protection. Plastic bags are a necessary luxury that's killing our environment. Our country has taken great steps toward eliminating plastic water bottles, and now it's time to get rid of plastic bags. Reusable bags are cheap, convenient, easy to store. My family and I have personally followed the example of big companies such as Costco and Trader Joe's by not using plastic bags. We all have reusable bags in our cars, which has been a great thing for us as well as the environment. But it really is not that hard to put a few reusable bags in your shopping cart and continue on your merry way. Until such time as someone invents a biodegradable bag that could be provided to stores. I'm getting an idea. I'm getting one of those money-making ideas. I want to be in the top 1%, and here's what I've come up with. You ready? Emily? Paper.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you on this Thursday, Farmers Market tonight, downtown San Luis Obispo. And they're going to have next Thursday, I think it's next, I'll check and make sure, the big Veterans Affair. Because next Friday is Veterans Day. Karen will be in tomorrow, right at afternoon news. So let's get together tomorrow on 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, may all your trails be happy ones and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Bye. Happy trails to you until... Again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling.